Excuse me. Hey, who are you? And what are you doing here?
How can I go to the jail number 8 of level 4? I'm the secretary of Sion's office.
Wow!
Hey, what is secretary here?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. You are the new one. Brand new, huh? Your boss is waiting for you. You have to go to his place, right? Okay? Come on, follow me.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Mr. Sionji, that yellow skin manager isn't here.
Yes, yes. Yes, he is. He is your employer. And Big Mama's favorite guy.
I don't know whether she can meet him or not. It's very sad.
Okay, all right. Now I understand. Why my boy Akitoga called her here? He wanna see how much courage she has. How about it? Idea. Now I can kill you if I want, and then put you into the garbage can if you want. I can do whatever I like. But everybody thinks that a chicken-hearted tiny secretary is being scared and she runs away. Don't worry about it, fucking baby. Nobody helps you, sorry, sweetie. We don't like stinky trouble.
Now is the hour of the reckoning.
That's my man juice. Yeah.
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now! Free my car!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
I am Mr. Flexible!
Why does man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hoe and a slut with a pussy and a cat and a hole and a damn hot pocket between her damn legs.
Yes! Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program. Later today, got a brand new live DVDA at 3 p.m. Check us out. That's a little after show. Pop in the chat room. Watch me act like a fool on camera for you for an hour or so. It's a good time. Hey, I made a silly purchase yesterday, and it has to do with my obsession with things. Like, I really feel like I have a mild form of autism, because don't autistic kids hyper-focus on shit? That's pretty much me in a lot of ways. I see something or I hear something and I can't get it out of my head, and I just have to watch more of it or be a part of it or something. For instance, I see a commercial for Pringles on TV. Oh my god, I have to have Pringles. Advertisers love me. And really, on a day-to-day basis, do you ever think about Pringles? No. When you go to the grocery store, do you search out Pringles? No. If you happen to see them, you're like, oh yeah, Pringles. Those things are still around. They're kind of good. Maybe I'll pick some up. No, if I see an ad, I just keep hearing the pop of the can. Yes, I must have that! They're potato chips, but they're not in a bag! Once you pop, you can't stop. Like, I remember the jingle from the 90s still. All right, so that's one example. And that's a poor example because a lot of people are influenced by advertising. But here's another example. I watched 30 seconds of a clip, right, on YouTube. And that's all I had to see. And now I'm obsessed with Sailor Moon, you know, the anime. But not the cartoon Sailor Moon, mind you. Japan produced a live-action Sailor Moon television show many years ago. Didn't do well. And it lasted, like, what, 40 or 50 episodes. And I become obsessed with it. Like, and it's poorly acted. It's very cheaply done. But I fucking eat this shit up. It's very funny. And what's great is it's all in Japanese, right? So you have to read. They tried to, like, give us English subtitles, but, you know, it's English. So you never, like, know entirely what's going on here. And a lot of times, like, each time they talk about a character, they spell the name differently. like, there's one character, Queen Beryl or something, and they call her Queen Barry for most of the time, and then they spell Barry B-E-R-R-Y and then B-A-R-R-Y, and it's just confusing. Who's Barry? So I've been watching that, right? So yesterday I was at FYE in the mall, you know, four-year entertainment. They sell movies and music and stuff. And in the back of the store, there's a whole anime section, half of which are covered up because it's like explicit, like triple X anime. And guess what I found? Sailor Moon meets Dragon Ball Z. And a Sexapalooza. It's some sort of parody video here, and I picked it up because I wanted to see Sailor Moon get nailed in the ass. This is actually in English, right? Kind of. I guess some British people redubbed this. Take a listen to a scene here. See, I don't watch Dragon Ball Z. Who's like the main guy who has black spiky hair? Whoever that is approaching one of the Sailor Scouts.
Whoa! She hasn't seen me. Cool.
And she, okay, then the girl, I don't know which Sailor Scout this is. It's not Sailor Moon. But she's squatting on the sidewalk pissing.
But, what are you doing here?
Nothing. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, right, you little pervert. All you men are just the same during your period of abstinence. Just because you must abstain from fucking for 2 months to guard the power of your balls. But I know that you are feeling really horny, but you must stay strong and resist.
All right, so apparently in the Dragon Balls universe, right, they must abstain from sex for 2 months, and that way the power in their balls reaches maximum velocity.
I can do anything I want, and you can't do anything to me because you're risk releasing the power that is stored in your balls.
Your balls.
Ah, fuck it! There are only 3 days of celibacy left to do. It won't change anything. Aha! You're not so cocky now that you feel the real power of the Dragon Balls.
Yes, he's fucking her from behind. Little abstinence thing out the window.
Fuck. Taking you from behind is so fucking cool. Super fucker!
I think that's like Super Saiyan, right?
But why are you stopping?
It's too dangerous. The pleasure of filling your ass has transformed me into Super Fucker. We can't risk exposing the world to such high fucking powered energy. But I'm also afraid that the power that burns inside me is even more dangerous for humanity.
Now you're just talking shit so that I suck you.
Yeah, a bit.
Stupid. You know, nerdy kids buy this shit and jerk off to it.
Yeah.
By nerdy kids, I mean Tim Henson of Distorted View.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, there is a big danger if you spit. You absolutely have to swallow to annihilate the power of my super balls. Oh no! Too late! Swallow!
Suck it, bitch.
Swallow! You have to swallow! No! The power of the balls has been released!
And she spit it out.
Fuck. Transformation.
Yeah, the sperm turned into super dragon balls or something. There you go. Just a little bit from, what the hell is this called? Sailor and the Seven Balls 2. Return of the Balls. Dun, dun, dun. Lot of vagina and dick shots and hardcore anime porn. Check it out at your local FYE. Ting. I was surprised. They also sell, like, Girls Gone Wild and, like, Playboy videos and stuff. Very interesting. The F in FYE is definitely not for family. Moving on, I've got a... Speaking of family, here is a pastor talking about what to do with your family if you happen to have a son who starts acting like a little sissy.
Your little son starts to act a little girlish when he's 4 years old, and instead of squashing that like a cockroach and saying, man up, son, get that dress off you and get outside and dig a ditch, because that's what boys do.
You can dig a ditch in a dress.
You get out the camera and you start taking pictures of Johnny acting like a female, and then you upload it to YouTube and everybody laughs about it, and next thing you know, this kid is acting out childhood fantasies that should have been squashed.
Amen.
Can I make it any clearer? Dads, The second you see your son dropping the limp wrist, you rock over there and crack that wrist.
Jesus Christ. You slapped the shit out of that sissy.
Man up. Give him a good punch. Okay?
They laugh. Like, there's no outrage. Like, this guy just advocated punching your child in the face. Amen!
You're not going to act like that. You were made by God to be a male, and you're going to be a male. And when your daughter starts acting too butch, you rein her in. And you say, oh, no. Oh, no, sweetheart. You can play sports. Play them. Play them to the glory of God. But sometimes you're going to act like a girl and walk like a girl and talk like a girl and smell like a girl. And that means you're going to be beautiful. You're going to be attractive. You're going to dress yourself up.
So
can I take charge like that as a parent? Yeah, you can.
All right, there you go. Maybe, you know, that was taken out of context.
Should
what's this?
Two dudes shacking up who will never, ever, ever produce a child. Should they get...
That's why guys should live together. There's less children in this fucking world.
Two dudes shacking up who will never, ever, ever produce a child. Should they get the same tax advantage that a husband and wife living together who have the propensity of producing children? Should they get the same tax benefit? And the answer
is... That doesn't make any sense because there are many... straight couples who don't have kids and get tax benefits, you know
what
I mean?
And the answer is absolutely, positively not.
How did I know he was going to say that?
Why? Because the union of a male and a woman is good for America, whereas the union of two dudes is not good for America.
Oh. Huh.
Gay and lesbians are not prohibited from loving each other. They're doing that already in the most sick and ungodly way.
Yeah, if your love isn't sick and twisted and a little perverted, what fun is that? You know what I mean? Let's get crazy. Is there another clip of this guy? What could he possibly say now? Hasn't he said it all? Slap the shit out of your sissy son. Gays and lesbians are sick. What else do we have here?
You say the marriage amendment doesn't matter. The world will never run out of people.
Oh, yeah. The whole point, this guy is starting a movement for some sort of amendment that basically defines marriage as one man, one woman, all that bullshit, right?
You say the marriage amendment doesn't matter. The world will never run out of people. And you're probably right. The world will never run out of people as long as there's Muslims on the planet.
Oh, God. He said the M word.
Because they are having children at an incredible rate.
And Christians aren't. So we need you all to get married and start fucking.
But there are two things that are potentially going to happen unless we make a radical shift in course. Number one, we will implode financially.
If we don't have kids, right, our nation will implode financially.
And number two, the Muslims who are having children in an incredible way will take over us as we plummet into a third world country.
Well, there you go. If the Muslims take over, which I don't even know how that's possible because they're, you know, the U.S. has no official religion, you know what I mean? You can be whatever the fuck you want. All right, so there you go. A little bit from that crazy pastor there. And finally, before we get into the news today, I've got another pastor to share with you. This one you may have heard of before. Kearney Thomas is back!
You've been suffering 18 years yourself. You've been going through pure hell, but it can be over just that fast. Well, this is Pastor Kearney Thomas, and I've literally had tens and thousands across this country that were hurting, but God done healed them, and God done worked them.
He's still trying to sell his free personal prayer package.
Spoke over them. You know, God has played such a great...
I say sell because, you know, nothing is free.
All my life to pray for hurting people, people that's going through pure hell.
You know what the personal prayer package probably is? It's probably like a little satchel that you get, right? And then you have to send it back to Kearney stuffed with dollar bills.
In their life, distress, having financial troubles. My God, the loof is caving in. But yes,
the loof.
God brought me.
The loof is on fire.
Into their life. And as I begin the process of praying for them, God call supernatural miracles that happen for them. All you got to do is either log on to our website or you can dial the toll-free number.
All right, there you go. You can get your personal prayer package. You know, when I was growing up, one of my best friends was very religious. Her mom was super religious, and she would fall for all this crap. I remember there was a preacher, and we may have played him on the program. I don't know if he's still around. Peter Popoff. That's his name, Peter Popoff. Would you trust a man named Peter Popoff? All right. That sounds like he should be in porn, right? I'm going to pop one off. He had like a prayer pillow, right? And so you're supposed to, you get it, you got it for free. So send away for your free prayer pillow. And it was this tiny little plush pillow. And you would sleep on it, right? Or you'd put it under your normal pillow, and you'd sleep on it for a few days. It's kind of like when a child loses a tooth, they put the tooth under the pillow, and the next morning, boom, there's money. The tooth fairy came. This is kind of the same idea, except adults believe it. All your dreams and prayers will come true because everything that you wish gets transferred magically into the fibers of the pillow, right? So then you send the pillow back to Peter Popoff, and he will, you know, talk to God himself and use the power of the pillow to convey what it is that you want or something. I don't know. But the point is, there's a little pocket in the pillow for you to put some money in there. Running a whole church organization is not cheap, says Peter Popoff. So any little bit helps. It's just to keep the church running. He's not using it for himself. All right, so there you go. Check out Peter Popoff. I'm going to have to do some Wikipedia-ing tonight. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news! Right now, y'all. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. That's like getting the Sideshow for just about $5.50 a month. It's an incredible value. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, like the one we did yesterday. I believe we did over 15 minutes of bonus content just for Sideshow Freaks. Tomorrow, I've got a program just for paying members, so you will not get to hear Distorted View unless you are Sideshow Freaks. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You can also hear and watch every episode of DVDA. If you can't catch it live, archives are available on the Sideshow. All right, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, actually, I have four stories today because the first two are very short. The first one comes from Pennsylvania. State police in Perry County say a Newport man broke into a barn early today and performed oral sex on a female horse.
I love horses, best of all the animals.
Well, I have sex with my miniature stallion. He was dropped and slapping his penis up against his stomach. That's how they masturbate. When he's gonna come, he does what I call the hubba hubba. Where did Gia take her boyfriend the first night they met?
I took him down to the barn.
The barn!
Took
him to the barn. All right, I don't know why I think that's so funny. Back to the news story here. There's not much left to say. Jeremy Johnson, 20, was charged with burglary. Burglary? That's the best you could do? You walked in on him giving a female horse cunnilingus? And the best you could charge him with is burglary? There must not be any bestiality laws over there in Pennsylvania. Police say the break-in happened just after 1 a.m. on Cold Storage Road in Center Township. So there you go. Second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me. We've been talking a lot about elderly drivers recently. Apparently, there's a new study saying left turns are a real problem. Remember, we were talking about that GPS for old people that was going to be coming out that eliminates left turns? Like, the GPS will, or the nav system will try to figure out a route where the old people will not have to make left turns because it scares them, it frightens them. Left turns are considered risky for any driver. Not really. Not if you're paying attention. You're looking straight on, right? And if you're making a left turn, you can see right in front of you if anyone is coming. If there's a car heading your direction, wait to make the left turn. You know, wait until the car passes. It's not that tricky. This isn't fucking rocket science. But for old drivers and their passengers, they can be particularly deadly. An analysis of Florida crash data from 2010, the most recent year available, shows that old people have trouble driving. They should just not be on the road. All right, just take your fucking rascal on the sidewalk. You'll get to the Piggly Wiggly or where the fuck you need to go. It'll just take a little bit longer. But you know what? No one's gonna die. That's the flip side there. All right. Here we go. 21% of drivers 70 and older were making left turns when they were involved in serious crashes. 70% of crashes are because old people fucked up a left turn. For drivers younger than 70, the rate was 13%. Drivers age 70 and older were also more likely to be injured in left-turn crashes because of their brittle bones. I don't know. The two groups had similar injury rates for crashes in general, but 36% of older drivers in left-turn crashes were injured, while 26% of younger drivers were injured. And finally, there were 382 serious crashes involving drivers 70 and older making left turns in Broward County, 207 in Palm Beach County. Well, fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County. And 559 in Miami-Dade. So there you go. And finally today. No, I've got two more because the next one is very short. Who wants a brick from Bin Laden's house? Well, they're being sold for a nickel. I bet that's cheaper than normal bricks, right? Like if you were to go to Home Depot and get a brick, that costs more than a nickel, right? I could build a whole house with Obama brick, or Obama, whoops, sorry, Bin Laden bricks. Looking for a little keepsake to remember Osama Bin Laden, a contractor hired by the Pakistan government to remove the rubble of the terrorist's former hideaway is hawking thousands of bricks from the demolished three-story compound. You sure can't beat the price. 5 cents! That's it! He's selling them as souvenirs for less than a nickel. Ever since word spread, Pakistanis have been showing up to buy themselves a fiendish piece of history. I'll have to get on eBay and see if there are any available. Any leftover bricks will be sold at auction. So there you go. And finally today, now we can get to the last story. A young boy was found hiding in a locked cupboard at a pedophile's home. He keeps it with the sugar because those underage boys are so sweet. All right. Police discovered the 12-year-old during a routine visit to the home of registered sex offender Adam Younger. This all went down in the UK, by the way. Durham Crown Court heard that Younger, then 22, was being monitored as a three-time sex offender. Triple threat. It was under the terms of that order that the officer visited the house in Hordon County, Durham, on December 29th. Mark Stiles, prosecuting, said when Younger entered the door, he was only partially dressed. Red flag. The officer decided to check the rest of the premises, during which she went into the bedroom with unmade bedding and a cupboard locked by a latch from the outside. Upon opening it, she found a 12-year-old boy hiding inside. He was coaxed out and assured he wasn't in trouble. Younger fled, later sending text messages back to the boy telling him, "Run and say you've only been there for 10 minutes. He was locked in a cupboard. The police are on to you." 10 minutes. That's all it takes. Later that day, Younger was arrested outside his grandmother's house in Sunderland. He told police that he had befriended the boy at a bus station. Mr. Siles said the boy, who was considered vulnerable, appeared to have stayed there for much of the Christmas holiday, with Younger playing off one person in responsibility against another. I don't know what that means. When the boy's mother came seeking him, Younger played out a charade, pretending to be the elder brother of her son's school friend, who was on an errand. Younger, now 23, admitted child abduction and two charges of breaching a sexual offense prevention order. Two of his previous offenses were for the sexual assaults of boys under the age of 13, and a third was for downloading indecent images of mainly young boys. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, this is the part of the show where I get to speak to you, or you speak to me, and then I talk back to you. But you can't hear me until you listen to the show. It's not a real conversation. It's just us yelling at one another. If you'd like to participate, we've got a voicemail line, 206-666-4463. Call in, especially if you're a new listener. Love to hear from new people. I'm sick of hearing from these old-timey freaks. No, I like hearing from them, too. But I want to hear from new freaks.
Hey, white man, this is the brown man speaking, and did you hear, I guess this counts as your celebrity Armageddon thingy. Wing died, and
what?
Chris Park was on an episode of South Park or something like that, I think.
Wait, she died in real life or on an episode of South Park?
Died, and Dick Clark was on an episode of South Park.
You got it backwards there. I see what you're doing. I was afraid there for a second. Don't scare me like that. Not my wing.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo.
I should do an iTunes search or go on her website. Maybe she's recorded some new music. I have a hard time believing Wing has been silent for this long.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo. This is Critical Sadness.
Ah, Critical Sadness.
And I was amazed at DVDA yesterday on Wednesday, April... What the fuck was it? Wednesday, April 18th. That was amazing. And I'm just going to shamelessly quote someone who was talking in the chat at that time.
Oh, okay.
That old man saying, no, I'm American, thank you. That's the sound of me signing up for the sideshow. And I signed up for the $5 a month sideshow because I don't want to save.
I was asking him, I can't remember. I was asking him, I was trying to get to ask him if he was circumcised or uncircumcised. So I asked him, are you cut or uncut? And he didn't understand what that meant. And I said, do you have foreskin? And then he said, I have smooth skin. He didn't understand what foreskin meant, so I was like, are you Jewish? And he's like, no, I'm American. It was like ridiculous.
$10 a year. I don't want to. I want to give you the full $60 a year.
Well, thank you. What we should do, you should cancel your membership and then sign up for the $6.99 membership.
Hey, everybody, it's Jesse. I'm calling about the story about Italia. Fantastic story. First of all,
you know what? Oh, this is great. So yesterday, when I was at FYE looking at anime porn, I found Hitalia. I almost bought it, but that, you know, anime is fucking expensive. But the I was reading the back of the Hitalia box, and the premise of this is ridiculous. So each nation, each country is represented by a person. Right? A cute boy, I guess. I guess this is like an anime for girls because it's supposed to be like a reality show. Like, all these guys are in a house together, but they're the nation, so there's America and Canada and all that other shit. It's really weird.
It really is a good show. It's a good show. I trust me. It's not that bad as you make it out to be.
God, your connection sucks.
But it's like a good show. It's like, first of all, they're all boys, you idiot. Couldn't, don't you know these things? Japan, America having tits. What's wrong with you? But yeah, it's one of those new age Japanese homo gay things. It's so lovely.
I'm going to look up some clips of Hitalia.
What's wrong with it is the fan base. Oh my god, these people have the level of idiocy of like U-tards. They're like,
they're not intelligent like us Sailor Moon fans.
And furries. Disgusting.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the Hitalia information.
Then I go to Jesse again, and I'm very angry, as usual, at you. Listening to your argument about foreskin and circumcision. Your argument about, the baby's crying of everything, and you're not going to remember the pain. So, in the same logic, if we cut off a baby's leg because, baby's... People with one leg look cooler, so we're going to start cutting off babies' legs. You don't remember the pain. And, I mean, babies...
Well, and babies do look cooler with one leg.
Already, so, I mean...
I get behind that.
I mean, it's not a big deal.
You're not persuading me.
Also...
First of all, there's a difference between a baby's leg. You need a leg to walk. What the fuck do you need foreskin for? Nothing.
In the same way... uncut penises can get dirty and big cheese in the same way that, like... You're like, when you wake up and you, like, don't blink or, like, do anything, like, take showers and, like, you know that, like, I crush these.
Yeah.
Like, that's the same thing. It's the same goddamn thing. And it's
so,
like,
so dick cheese is pretty much like eye crusties.
It's like, oh, I don't like that stuff. You only get it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Damn. Want you to squeeze your throbbing bear sausage up into my dung sled.
Mmm. Okay, well, that could be arranged.
Hey, Tim, how's it going? This is Paul from St. Paul. As I'm sure you're aware, April 19th was Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Oh, was it? I forgot.
And for my part, I celebrated it by sending some humanitarian aid to the Palestinians over there in those concentration camps.
Well, we all have to do our part.
But the Israelis sank my boat and shot everybody aboard. But I was just curious, how did you celebrate Holocaust Remembrance Day? Later.
You know how, like, TBS airs 24 hours of A Christmas Story on Christmas? Well, on Holocaust Remembrance Day, I have Love Camp 7 on perpetual loop.
Hey.
Is that a too of an obscure reference for you freaks? I think we played Love Camp 7 once many years ago on the show. It's like Nazi porn, pretty much.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Yes, it's Tone Deaf Sean. I have to say my name. How else will do
it's fine.
Know who they're falling in love
Let
with.
Your haters be your motivators.
Anyway.
Motivators.
The sixth passage that you're reading, I can't listen to it anymore. It sounds like something that went through, like, a Google Translator.
That's what I thought, too, yeah. Yeah, those fucking anime. That's what, you know, at the top of the show today, the intro was that Japanese anime. But I guess they had no money to have American voice actors redub it, so they had the Japanese people try to speak English. So I think they wrote everything out phonetically, and because I don't think the Japanese people who were recording that knew English. They just, you know, read what was given to them. They sounded it out, and that's the kind of porn that's the kind of anime I want. Right, more of that.
Tim,
we don't want sneaky trouble. All right.
Tim, why the fuck would you put DVDA on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when fucking nobody but weirdos are at home? And
that's who I want watching live, weirdos.
And everybody who has a job has to fucking miss out on it. Thank God I'm a Sideshow member because
yes.
I can download them.
That's the point, right? I want it to be as inconvenient as possible. You know, it's a combination of things. Look, I don't have the time at night right now to do it. You know, at 7 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock at night. It just works better for me. Now, in the future, that could change. We might try to do some different times, maybe a little later in the day, maybe start at 6 or something. I don't know. But for right now, it's 3 p.m. I get a decent amount of people in the chat and watching. Enough that it's fun. People call in. But yeah, the majority of people do watch it later on the Sideshow. So there you go. Sign up right now if you want to catch DVTA. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it okay?
Get that dress off you and get outside and dig a ditch because that's what boys do.
Spread the distortion. STD, very important. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to sign up for the Sideshow because later today I've got DVTA. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. So if you're not Sideshow freaks, I'll see you back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Your lips apart. Take the tip of your tongue. Spell the alphabet right on my clit. Oh.